This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Scottie Scheffler is all of 17 years old, playing in the HP Byron Nelson this week on the PGA Tour, coming off a big win at the Sage Valley Junior Invitational a couple of weeks ago. And in the fall of 2015, he's heading for the University of Texas. It's a pleasure to welcome Scottie Scheffler to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Scottie.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. How did the invitation to the Byron Nelson come together?
I got a call last summer from one of my friend's dads and kind of just went from there.
How quickly did you say yes?
Pretty quickly.
When did you know that you were going to play golf at a high level?
I'm not really sure. Probably some point through high school. I mean, I kept consistently getting better and better, and I'm hoping to continue that.
Number one on your high school team?
Yes.
Seems like, and you hear this a lot, I'm sure, you can't shake the comparisons with Jordan Spieth. You've picked up a lot of the same titles Jordan did. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me.
Have you met Jordan?
Yes, yeah. I knew him through junior golf and I saw him out here today.
How special is what he's doing?
That's pretty cool. I mean, he's done really well for himself lately and something you should be pretty proud of.
Winning at Sage Valley a couple of weeks ago, against that type of field, what does that do for you?
It gave me a good confidence boost. I played pretty solid the whole week, besides a few hiccups, but still finished well.
We are talking with Scottie Scheffler. He's playing in the Byron Nelson this week. Talk to me about how you're looking at this experience, Scottie, playing in this event. What will be a successful tournament for you?
I think finishing in the top 10 would be a good goal for me.
Oh, I think that'd be a very good goal.
Yeah.
And that's what's in your mind.
Yes, that is.
Where's the confidence come from?
I've just been playing some pretty good golf lately, and I feel like I've been preparing well for this. So that's probably where it comes from.
When you step on the range with those guys, and you don't have to mention any names if you don't want to, do you see some guys hitting the ball that just kind of make you stop in your tracks?
Yeah, there's a couple guys. I mean, some of them hit it pretty far and some of them hit it really straight. There's a lot of different types of games out here.
Again, and not to mention anybody in particular, do you see some guys hitting it and you go, you know what, I hit it better than that?
I mean, I've seen a little bit of that. I haven't really been paying attention. I was kind of trying to do my own thing, but a little bit.
Your coach, Randy Smith, is quoted as saying that you're never satisfied. So what are you working on now? What part of your game needs a little work?
I've been struggling with my putter a little bit lately, and so we've been working hard at that the past couple of days.
What are you doing in particular?
Just trying to get all the basics down again. Still shaking off a little bit of the rust I acquired when I played basketball this year, so just trying to get rid of some of that.
So I guess for the folks listening at their level, the higher handicapper, even at your level of game, you still kind of go back and go over the fundamentals.
Yes, I feel like I'm doing that a lot, okay. Definitely.
Tell me about Texas. Were there any other schools in the running, or was it always going to be UT?
There's definitely a lot of other schools in the running.
What made UT the choice?
I really liked Austin. I liked the coaches and the guys on the team, and it seemed like a pretty good fit for me.
You mentioned playing basketball. What else do you like to do? Give me some other hobbies besides golf.
I play a lot of volleyball sometimes, football, baseball. I like to do a lot of different things.
Tell me the last movie you saw in a theater.
In a theater?
Yes. Not on Netflix, not at home. The last movie you saw in a theater.
I actually am not sure. I really do not go to the movies very often.
Well, there's some great news for the movie theaters. You know, that's going to happen in your 50s, Scotty. You should be going to the movies in your teens.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of movie do you like? What kind of music do you like? Let me ask you that. What kind of music do you like?
Country music.
Okay. All right. He is Scotty Scheffler. He's playing in the Byron Nelson this week on the sponsor's exemption. Congratulations on that, Scotty. Good luck with everything, and thanks for taking the time to do this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.